Hi, good morning. It's Monday. This is Wenxia, and Andrew's off at some meeting somewhere at a dark.com startup. I don't know, top secret business that I'm not privy to know about yet. But I have a special guest this morning.
Hello.
Well, you gotta say your name.
I'm Leland. I'm very honored to be the first special guest. I hope I can do as good of a job as Andrew.
Yeah. So, first time podcasting, right?
Yeah, never done this before, but I've been kind of listening to Wenxia and Andrew's podcast for a while, so.
And she's enjoing them. She's laughing a lot.
Yeah, well, I got some good tips, and yeah, so it was fun.
Because she knows us, that's why, and our kids know each other really well.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess a little bit, tiny bit of background. Me and Leland met a long time ago when our kids were in preschool.
So we were
at UPNS.
Yeah, we're mommy friends. Yeah. Yes. Got a lot of good mommy friends.
Yes. Got mommy friend stories. We know all the good times and the crazy hardships and the drama.
Exactly. Right. Exchanging our trial and tribulation. Yeah, yes. With the kids.
Yeah, maybe that should be the title. Trials and Tribulations with Children. Yeah, so we've been through a lot, so we share a lot in common in that way. And our kids, well, our sons are the same age, and then our daughters are the same age, our younger daughters are the same age. So they're
I have two. So my oldest, same as Kanoa, and my youngest, same as Kiki. So
yes, and hopefully one day they will be our guest for podcasts.
Yeah, they're a bit shy right now. Yeah, so.
we gotta warm them up. We'll be like, "Look, your mom did it. She's totally
cool." How hard
could
it be?
Just be natural.
Exactly. All right. So I guess we wanted to talk about a little bit of background, right? We know each other through our kids, and then we've been friends for years. You know, obviously, we all sort of have different things that we do. We juggle in our life. You know, Wenxia, you have your architecture, master gardening, school, volunteer
Let's talk about
stuff.
You. Everybody knows what
and
I
then
do.
I do. I have my kids. I do my marketing consulting, and I had a startup with a friend. It's called Empower LA. We started almost 2 years ago, so it's going on into the second year. And at the same time, I started become a beauty counter consultant towards the end of last year. Mm-hmm. And then I got really excited about it, and I got Wenxia into it. So we're in a team together now.
Yes, we're a team. What is our team called?
Beauty counter empower. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Beauty counter empowerment.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this since, January? Well, end of December, January.
Yeah, right? I started it, October. I think you started it January. So, yeah. So it's, I guess we wanted to talk about our side hustle, right?
Our side hustle. That's what we're calling it. We wish the team should be called side hustle. Side hustle girls. Well, it's a side hustle, but it's also fun.
Yeah.
And we actually had a social this weekend. So why don't you tell what is a social?
Yeah, social? I think Beauty Counter, which is for the listener who's not familiar with it, it's a clean and safe beauty product line. And really the mission is to make sure that people, especially women, I guess for anybody who has skin will benefit from it, have a chemical toxin free, as free as possible, products used on their skin. You know, that's sort of the mission of the company. And the business model, it's kind of trying to spread the mission through consultants, word of the mouth. So it's sort of the MLM
people
model.
To people.
Yeah, from people to people. I think that's what we believe that's the most effective, because a lot of people sort of just trust our government and don't realize that the cosmetic industry is really not regulated.
Yes. People are putting all sorts of bad stuff on their bodies. As you know, I'm super conscious about, you know, eating healthy, eating good vegetables, organic grown things, and that's what we're putting inside our rubber bodies. But then when I found out, which Leland shared with me, is, you know, you're putting these lotions and creams, anti, you know, creams or lipstick, which you're eating. And those things are full of toxins, heavy metals, chemical inhibitor, hormone inhibitors, and just, you know, harsh chemicals that causes cancer. And we're more and more, as we're getting older, you know, close dear family and friends are suffering from bad things. And it's like, you're so upset and you're like, oh my gosh, how could this be happening to us? Like, I'm so healthy. And like, or, you know, you're like, people who are very healthy work out, eat right, and then like, but they're exposed to these toxins that they don't even know about because it's not regulated. And it's okay to put some heavy metals like right in your eye as an eyeliner, and it's like being absorbed into your skin.
I think the biggest statistic, I think when I got involved, was really like looking at stuff, you know, for my kids, right, for their acne, and start looking at clean sort of skincare line for my kids. And I didn't realize the statistic is like your skin actually absorbs like 60% or even more stuff you put on
into your bloodstream.
Then for the children, they even absorb faster, like they even absorb like 20-30% more,
and they're more susceptible to chemicals.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why when like we were having the fires and the smoke, they're like, you know, keep elderly and children indoors because you don't want them breathing in the toxic fumes.
Yeah.
But because they're just so susceptible to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, their brains are growing.
I know.
They're just, you know, their hormones are growing. They're just going through their growth spurt. And then you don't want all this stuff messing up.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the biggest factor, like, for us to get involved with the clean beauty and skincare product line. And on top of it, you know, we all know that we use a lot of products, so might as well, you know, make a better choice.
And it does smell really good, I have to say. The lotions and the lipsticks that are mostly
plant-based. Yeah, it's very effective, too. Yeah. So it's not, you know, so it's toxin-free as much as possible, and it's effective, and you feel good about putting clean stuff on your skin. So back to the social.
Yes, that's why we posted the social.
I think because the business model is from, you know, spreading the mission and sharing the product person to person. So so we don't really have a storefront per se. Although we just kind of launched our first store in New York end of last year, and we do have pop-up from time to time.
Pop-up at the Grove
during the holiday season.
Saw our Instagram. That's when I didn't start doing Instagram yet. I was only on Facebook, but now I'm getting better at Instagram.
But anyway, so the way to kind of let people kind of see the product, feel the product, test it out, is really just having a social gathering. We kind of been doing it at Winch's house, and just invite a lot of friends
and
kind of hang out.
I love having people over anyways, so we might as well have people over for drinks and food, which I love. And then they get to try, you know, fun beauty products.
We can play with makeup. And
the girls have a blast with it. They're like, do their face. And well, for me, the girls, you know, my girls had to put on a lot of makeup for their dance competitions, and like I'm putting tremendous amount of stage makeup on for them, and I'm like, okay, what is this that I'm putting on my girl's skin? And then they're, you know, for many hours having that like caked on their face. So I'm glad that I was introduced to the beauty counter line. So I totally, you know, once I found out about it and started using the product, I'm like, I'm in. I love this. And it's like so good for you. And it goes with, you know, what I care about. And the company's mission, you know, is just such, like, I would say a good mission for like good business practices, good people practices overall.
Yeah.
Their customer service is amazing. They have like a no ask return policy. You get your products with a free return label. I mean, how much nicer could they be?
And then also, I think that the company is the B Corporations, which is, you know, there's only, I would say, like, what, 300 in the world. So it's really focusing on, you know, not just the profit, but it's people and the environment. And there's a strong advocacy group in D.C. really trying to make sure we got the right regulation, you know, to make sure that, you know, just really put the safe product in the hands of everybody. But then also I think back to the side hustle, I think it's also empowering for female. I mean, you know, now we have men's line, you know, we
so
welcome men consultants.
Yeah.
But I think it's empowering in the sense that, you know, it's not a, you know, make money quick, you know, but you'd have to work hard. But you have this amazing product there. It's already right there for you, right? I mean, your focus is really spreading the mission, sell the product, and just getting out there, getting the word out there. Yes. Kind of, you know, if you're a social person like us, you know, we can expand our network.
And it's actually really nice to be, like, reconnecting with people I haven't talked to in a while. And then, you know, we're going through my Evite list. I just reconnected with the Beethoven friend from my son's kindergarten class when they left the school and we hadn't talked to them. So it's just great. I think it's like, it's a good company, a good mission. And so far I'm having a lot of fun having the social.
And it's nice to see women come together, like supporting each other, you know, and then just being sort of entrepreneurial about this at the same time, you know, making your own family healthy and clean.
Yeah. By the way, both our husbands are like, what is it called? Countermen.
Countermen, yes. They are now.
Because we're like, here, we got you this kit and you have to use it now.
But they're the typical men, right? Who just wash their face with soap or water. Yes. And then, but when they try it, my husband was like, oh, I like this shaving cream.
Yeah, that's exactly. He's like, this is so nice. Like, and now when I don't put on the after toner, my skin doesn't feel hydrated. And he's like, I really like it. He's like, this smells so good.
See? Look at the language they speak now. Yes. You never thought that those words would come out their mouth.
Like, I'm loving this body scrub, like the charcoal body scrub. He's like, ooh, this is so nice. And before, like, he, you know, was connected to the beauty counter line, he was using my hair conditioner for his shaving cream because he didn't like his, like, you know, the regular guy shaving cream, whatever he was using before. And I was like, how does this can of shaving cream, like, last so long? Like, you never ask for a new shaving cream. And he's like, oh, because I don't use it. And I was like, what do you use? Like, I've been using your conditioner. And then I was like, what? I was like, that's why my hair conditioner, like, runs out so fast.
See, now he needs to find the right shaving
cream.
Yeah, so now
it's perfect. He has his own line of countermen, and he loves it. And so our whole family is, like, you know, enjoying the beauty counter. And then we're having fun as friends doing this.
I know. So we are, you know, starting the getting together because our kids, now we're kind of working as a team together, and then just kind of continue to build this.
Yeah. But let's talk a little bit about, besides the side hustle, how, you know, we both are living on the West Side and making things work with, like, the challenges of, like, the high cost of living that's over here, and then, like, what is traditional and non-traditional of, like, working. Because you talk a little bit about, give people perspective about, you know, your career before your high energy job requirements and what, like, led you to, you know, this point.
I think a lot of it, it's, you know, like, I think it's making choices in your life, right? So I think part of it, like, you kind of gone through your life, kind of just doing the best, whatever stage you are. Mm-hmm. And,
well, give people a little background that don't know. After your kids are settled in school, you're like, I'm going to go back to work at, where did you?
Oh, yeah.
You,
like, well, so I, like, was, so my main background, well, so my main background is in some marketing, communication, and really focusing a lot of, like, customer relationship management and digital marketing. So, you know, I work at agency and large corporation, so it's kind of high demanding job. Got my MBA, and then I became pregnant with my first child, and, you know, I decided to take time off, and that's, you know, got really involved with school, kind of building a school, creating a school, funding a program.
Manhattan school.
Yeah. So done a lot of that stuff. And then when the kids get older, I want to go back to work. So I went back to the corporate world and, just kind of you know, still doing what I, you know, did what I enjoy doing. But I think at a certain point of time, you realize that you do want certain flexibility in life. And that's kind of when I kind of step back, you know, and thinking about what's next for me. And then mm-hmm. when I reconnected with my career coach back in the business school, Michelle Wolf, who's the founder of Empower LA. So we decided to launch Empower together about a couple years ago. I think the whole process is really kind of trying to be entrepreneurial and then make something happen for yourself.
Yes. You know how I tend to be like more emotional about it?
Yeah.
When Andrew's talking, you're doing a good job being Andrew's side, because you're like, you know, very like, this is what happened, blah, blah, and I'm like, but remember when this happened, blah, blah, like the emotion. And I remember us sitting in my car like one day, like after we went out, and you were just like, I'm so tired, like, and you were like broken down. You're like, this yeah. job, you know, like driving out to Montreal, and my boss is so mean, and like what she asked of me is impossible. And you just like broke down, and then I was like, for me, that was like I was like, oh my gosh, she's so miserable. She shouldn't be like. I was like, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, it's like whatever. You know, yes, we all have to make money and like pay the bills. It's like the high cost of living,
yeah,
high cost of real estate and taxes. That's in LA to keep up, like,
I think, a good life. But I think a lot of it, it's that. And also, it's like you're trying to kind of prove yourself, right? Like, right. I can you totally can get this. Back yeah. in after yeah. 10 years of yeah. you know, like, just
you're like, doing other stuff. You're like, I was a career woman. And
yeah.
like, but you, like, you're proving, that's what I feel like, is like, you're proving to the world, you're proving it to yourself. Like, who, you know, what are we proving it
yeah,
to?
Yeah, but who's defining, like, right. what are you trying to prove, right? I think I think at the end of the day, it's really, you know, to myself and mm-hmm. to my family, right? Mm-hmm. It's not so much what people kind of defined it for you, you know, what right. is success. Yes. It's not the title, it's not the money. I mean, yes, you need to kind of have certain amount to, like, you know,
survive.
Yes. But I think at the end of the day is really like, are you, what is feeding you, you
yes.
know?
Are you feeling satisfied, you know, with the work that you're doing
yeah.
and like feeling good about it and enjoying, and while you're doing the work, are you miserable or are you,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
happy? And,
yeah. Yeah. I think we all have to make choices in life. And I think if I were younger, you know, I might just suck it up. You know,
we did enough sucking up.
Oh yeah, we've done
20s,
that before. In our younger years.
We've sufficiently like bared it and like did the grind enough, or the rat
yeah.
race or whatever, enough in
yeah.
our 20s to be like, okay, I got enough of that.
Right.
I don't think we need to like replay that.
Yeah.
We have enough experience to be like, okay.
Yeah. And I think we kind of need to just trust ourselves in the sense that we can make things happen, mm-hmm. you know, like, you know, just be entrepreneurial and do mm-hmm. what you wanted to do and kind of, you know, I mean, we all know how to work hard, you know.
Yes, we all do know how to work hard.
And I think for a lot of people, once you kind of put your mind to it, you can be successful at what you do. Yeah, and that's sort of like my sort of journey up to this point. And I think also to feel like you don't have to stay the same, you know.
Yes.
I mean, there's
yeah.
always, you can make the change.
You don't have to stick with the boundaries of like what your MBA dictates, or, you know, what my right. master's in architecture dictates. Like,
yeah.
we don't have to be held in like these
yeah
defined yeah roles in our career.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So. And then also, you know, finding one path and tried it out. If you feel like
yeah.
you know,
if it doesn't
work, and
you can
there's
always try something else.
Exactly.
It's not the end.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's kind of like planting.
You're never too old.
It's like planting new plants. See, everything always goes back to gardening and growing things.
You can always grow. You can always learn new skills. You
yes.
can always, you have the
which
capacity.
Is on our to-do list. I'm supposed to help you work on your front garden.
Yes,
we never
true.
Like those pots have been there, and every time I come over, I'm like, oh yeah, we're supposed to do that. Okay, so maybe we'll have a social planting.
Oh, that will be fun. Yeah, I'll learn from the master gardener.
Yes. All right. Well, I think that was a good chat.
Yeah, it's nice.
Thanks for visiting.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, I hopefully will have another chat.
Yes.
And just keep following your passions and things that make you happy.
That's right. Okay. And then, yeah. All That's right. it.